Friday afternoon, the weekend in sight, and well, it's time for one of our favorite moments every Friday when we get a chance to talk food with Joe Riccio on Shut Up and Eat. Joe, how are you this afternoon?
I am excellent. How are you?
I am living the dream. It's Friday. I got school vacation coming up, and winter's over as far as I'm concerned.
Is it? Okay. Well, we'll see.
I'm going to dream that little dream until the next snowflake falls.
Well, you never know when that's going to be.
No. We thought we'd do a little adventuring on the segment here this afternoon and talk about, for lack of a better term, adventurous food. And so maybe some things that you've tried or things that you'd like to try or things that you have no desire to ever get near. Let's start with wild game, for instance. What's out there that's good and doesn't really taste like chicken?
Not a lot of it tastes like chicken besides chicken. Although they say that cannibals say that humans taste like chicken.
So. I've heard that. Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, I have no idea. But, you know, maybe someday. but other than that, I mean, yeah, you got living in Maine, you know. If you know somebody who's a hunter, get your hands on venison steaks and moose. I love making chili with venison. I think it's amazing. I actually like eating the moose heart. Take it and you actually basically cure it and make it into like a pastrami and make like Rubens with it, essentially. It's delicious.
Wow. I have never done that, but I love moose meat, and I love making bullwinkle chili with a little moose meat in that. Very good stuff.
It's
and
delicious.
Very lean. Oh, so good.
And it's hard to get that hunting license, too. It's kind of sought after.
That's one of the advantages of teaching. Just about every year, I've got some student. I find out that he got a moose, and I say, you know, I can't offer quid pro quo, but I do know a teacher that likes some moose meat occasionally, and next day there's a little white package on my desk. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, that can go a couple different ways, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, what about seafood? There are some things down in the sea that not everybody would look at as a possible option. So much fish out there. Are we overlooking some good seafood?
Well, yeah, I think the best place to kind of get a feel for that is going to a Japanese restaurant, you know, like Nyaki in Portland. Get to try some of these things, like these little, like, you know, baby firefly squid. They have these little, I remember one time they were serving these crabs, you actually eat them live, these like tiny little crabs. they were delicious. You know, like different kinds of eel. I mean, I think the Japanese are kind of the kings when it comes to preparing unusual seafood. I mean, you figure it's a culture that, like, is really, really into trying to, you know, eat octopus tentacles whole, even though there's a certain amount of deaths every year from doing it because the octopus just suffocates the person. They still insist on doing it and that it's delicious. So, you know, who am I to question?
All right. That's a great level of commitment. You have to at least admire and respect that.
You do.
What about in the natural, the fruit and the vegetable world, other than your standards, what's something we ought to consider trying?
Yeah. I mean, again, go to your Asian market, you know, things like your, you know, Chinese broccoli, you know, bitter melon, lychee fruit, rambutan, like it's all these different things, you know, just basically go get it and then research afterwards what you're supposed to do with it. You might want to beware, though, of the durian fruit. That's the big spiked one because it smells horrendous. It tastes good. But it smells like feet and onions. not a pleasant smelling fruit, and a scary looking fruit. But people people who love it, they are obsessed with it. You know.
Now you mentioned eating moose hearts, other internal organs, or even things like tripe. Some of those delicacies. What should we maybe consider? All of it.
I eat it all. I love tripe. I love kidneys. I love brain. Sweetbreads. Literally, I mean, they're foods that, you know, all of them are foods that if not prepared correctly are disgusting, but when done right are some of the greatest things. Like, I like to cook tripe personally. I like to eat tripe, especially in Mexican restaurants, in a stew called menudo. It's like a tomato-based spicy stew with tripe. You know, whenever I'm in, you know, France or Italy, kidneys and tripe, anytime I see those things on a menu, I order it. Blood sausage is another thing I'm obsessed with. Anytime I see, especially if I go to like Montreal, always gotta go for foie gras and blood sausage. heart. I mean, literally, yeah, calf brains. I mean, that's another really classic French preparation with like cabbage and bacon. They're all the kind of thing that if you fed somebody that, you know, they didn't tell them what it was, they think it was delicious. It's kind of like when I worked at Miyake a long time ago, we used to serve people cod sperm. it was literally, it was kind of like tofu, basically. And we have like a little amuse, and we let them eat it, and then we tell them what it was. But it's called shirako, is the Japanese term for it. It's actually really good.
So. You got to expand your palate. And well, finally, Joe, what about some combinations? I guess this is maybe for home food preparation. Are there some combinations of foods that on the face of it wouldn't seem to work, but really do?
Again, it's just the fact that tripe tastes good at all. It doesn't seem like it should. But it does. It's kind of like a sponge. It kind of takes on whatever flavor that it's in. I mean, I can't think of any super unusual combinations out there. I mean, a lot of people, you know, when they get into the sweet, mixing the sweet stuff with the savory, it's a little bizarre, but, you know, or using like, you know, moxie to braise some short ribs or, you know, there's a lot of things that may seem strange that work, but nothing really kind of stands out. It's all, I guess to me, it's all, you know, everyday stuff.
Well, yeah. And I guess the big message there is don't get stuck on that old treadmill, just doing the same thing all the time. Challenge yourself a little bit and try some new things, and you might find you like them a lot.
Yeah. And you know what? It's okay to, you know that your chicken like actually had claws, or that fish, you know, have eyes. Like people, you know, they're so afraid of anything that isn't like a boneless, skinless chicken breast.
Mm.
You know, it's like get out of your comfort zone at least a little bit, and just try some different foods. You know, and maybe try something, you know, instead of getting it well done, try it rare. You know, see if you like it. Like, it's not going to kill you probably, and you should be fine.
You should be fine. Yeah,
do not like. Not a big fan of plain eaters myself.
There you go. Some great advice, as always. Joe Riccio joining us for Shut Up and Eat. Joe, thanks much. Have yourself a great weekend, and let's do it again next Friday.
Absolutely. You as well.